How you feeling this morning? You got a voice? My friend Adam Gruhl behind the glass. No voice. Big Jays fan cheering loud last night. No doubt the bottom of the seventh did it.
A swing and a fly ball to left field. Back goes a Rosarena. She's gone!
Gives you chills. Boy, what a big home run and a big win for the Toronto Blue Jays. We're going to talk more about that coming up in just a second. Good morning. It's Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a Tuesday morning and a busy Tuesday morning. Lots of different things to talk about. Obviously, the Jays with their big win over Seattle last night. We're going to talk bail reform as well. We've, of course, heard officially been brought up in the way of a new piece of legislation that will hit the House this week in Ottawa. Many say it misses the mark or doesn't go far enough. Some, though, are plotting it, saying it, whatever. It's a good start and it's a good catalyst to get some more reform that we need in the justice system. We will have the Saskatchewan Association of Chiefs of Police President Patrick Nogé joining me just after 9 o'clock to talk about that. Also on the show today, another new training option in the province at the University of Saskatchewan that many say will be a positive step towards dealing with classroom complexity and many other school issues. We'll talk about the impact that speech language pathology training will make in our province. And how about this? This is the age old discussion. If you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, one record, what would it be? Likely one of the more impactful ones in your life. We'll have that discussion coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. All right, let's get going with today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, no doubt the Jays, the big talker today. People, even fans, even people that are not necessarily big fans of baseball. I can't even tell you how many people I bumped into over the last week who talk about the Jays and then say, I don't really follow baseball, but boy, that was an exciting one last night. They beat Seattle to win the ALCS, first time back in the World Series since 1993. It's been 32 years. So, and played spoiler for the Mariners, who, of course, have never been there. This will be a big topic of conversation on the Green Zone this afternoon, and I'm happy that Jamie Nye got up a little bit early today so that he could chat with us. Jamie Nye, co-host of the Green Zone, joining us now by phone. Jamie, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, no problem, Evan.
So, what do you think? I mean, what did you expect going into last night's game?
I expected a close game. I really did. I was expecting a close game. I know on the show I was joking about my my reverse hex that I've been doing the last couple of weeks, saying the Jays are done, the Jays are done, while knowing full well you can never count this team out. When it was 3-1, well, I was putting it on Twitter, like, this is a comeback team. This is what they do. Here, like, when's the rally going to charge? And there it was in the bottom of the seventh inning. How weird was it? Bottom of the seventh, just like Jose Bautista, right?
Yeah.
And then, boom, over the left field, the wall goes George Springer to make it a 4-3 ball game.
That was, so exciting. And one of those moments that certainly Jays fans, but I think even just people watching the game, because there's a lot of people that maybe don't follow the Jays that are following this very closely that will always remember. You did a thing yesterday. You were asking listeners who's going to be the hero in the game. George Springer wasn't the name coming up predominantly, was he?
No, not a lot of people said George Springer. There was, a lot of Alejandro Kirk and Vladdy and Barger and, you know, even, you know, Kiner Falefa was being thrown in there, too, as being the hero for the Toronto Blue Jays. Not a lot of people thought it would be the bruised up knee of George Springer that would help this team. But, you know, George Springer, so they call it the Springer Dinger for a reason. He's hit many of them in his playoff career. He won World Series with the Houston Astros. He's been in these big moments. And what a moment he delivered. The second biggest home run in Blue Jays history happened last night. There's Joe Carter and George Springer, and then Jose Bautista now sits at number three, I think.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. Jamie Nye is my guest. You alluded to this earlier, but talk about the patience, the poise, the calmness that this team can show in those. When the camera panned to people in the stands, you could feel the tension. Yet when it panned the dugout, it didn't feel the same way. They have a resilience about them.
Yeah, they've won so many of these games coming from behind, even in the series, down 2-0. Everybody counts them out. They come back down 3-2. They come back in that game down 3-1. They launched that seventh inning comeback. So that is one thing about the Toronto Blue Jays is you can't count them out because they do have the bats that can turn a series around or a game around. Barger can hit big hits. Alejandro Kirk, of course, Vladdy and George as well. So it'll be interesting to see, though, how they match up in the next round.
Vladdy, obviously a great choice for MVP.
Oh, that was a no-brainer. The way he's been hitting the ball, the way he came up in big moments in the middle portion of that series to get the Jays back in this one. He's doing historic things and then proving why the Blue Jays, you know, went out and made sure this teenage, he was like 15 when the Jays kind of landed them, or 16 on their list, right, protected list. Yeah. And there he is a decade later hitting some big hits. And, you know, Vladdy Sr. was a star of the Montreal Expos, and now Vladdy Jr., a star of the Toronto Blue Jays.
I have to admit, and I know you talked about this on the show yesterday, I did not love the image of him wearing an Auston Matthews jersey walking into the ballpark. I'm thinking, this, if there's a curse, this is the curse. Maybe this is going to turn things around for the Leafs.
They can only hope so, but I doubt it. But that's just, the Toronto Blue Jays don't believe in that stuff. Why would they? So maybe that's just Vladdy's just so darn good it didn't matter what he would have worn into the stadium. Or maybe, Evan, superstitions are just superstitions and don't actually impact anything.
You're going to have a hard time convincing me of that. Very superstitious. Before I let you go, Dodgers are not going to be easy. What will the key be, do you think, Jamie, for the Jays now going into the World Series?
Oh, boy. The key to this one is hopefully the pitching of the Dodgers has a down week, because you got Blake Snell. You have Glasnow. Glasnow would be an ace on teams, and he's like the fourth best pitcher. You got Shohei Ohtani coming out. Like, this is Yamamoto. This group of four pitchers that they're about to face are probably going to be the four best pitchers they play throughout the entire playoffs. And they get them in games 1, 2, 3, and 4. So those pitchers have to have a down week for the Jays to have a chance.
Do you think the bats of the Jays, though, stack up against the Dodgers?
Well, against the Dodgers, that's another hard one. The Dodgers have so many like Hall of Fame guys. Like, they have Betts and they have Ohtani, like Freeman. These up and down their lineup, this is going to be a very tough World Series. There's a reason why the Dodgers have been able to get here, and the reason the Dodgers beat the Brewers, one of the best teams in baseball, in four straight games, right? The Blue Jays are going to be the underdogs. They should be the underdogs, but as we just mentioned off the top, Evan, that's exactly what the Blue Jays want to be, is the underdog. Count them out. I dare you.
It's going to be a great series. Starts up on Friday. And obviously, you'll have lots more this afternoon with the Green Zone starting at 2. Jamie, thank you for joining me this morning.
Yeah, no problem, Evan.
It's Green Zone's Jamie Nye. We've got lots of people from our province that were actually in the stands for the game last night. We're going to check in with one of them when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.